That's right. For only $100, I promote whatever you need on my social medias. That's my Twitter, Facebook, Insta Stories, YouTube community, and my website, www.doggydiamondstv.com. Hit me up on Instagram at @doggydiamonds for your promo. Serious inquiries only, meaning that you're ready to go. Let's get to it. Oh, man, where's my hat? Where is my hat? I don't know what hat I want to wear. Guess I'll wear this one. Yeah, I'll wear this hat. Let me see. Yes. That's when you put the headphones too close to the mic. You get that whistle sound. Hopefully everybody doing good tonight. Just came on to chat it up really quick. Put out some content earlier. And I'm here for a little bit. Build with y'all. You know. I'm here. Okay. What's up, everybody? I'll go by the name of Doggy Diamonds. This is Doggy Diamonds TV. You're now joining me right now. This audio will be taken from YouTube and put on a podcast also. So this will be double duty here. So this is going to go from YouTube to iTunes and Spotify and all that other good stuff. So what's up, everybody? This is Doggy Diamonds. I am here live with you on YouTube. Shout out to Slow Pesci, who actually did some on promotion with me. Good songs, too. Good songs. I meant to tell you that, bro. Your music is dope. Shout out to Slow Pesci. You know what I'm saying? His music is actually in the YouTube community right now. It was in my YouTube stories. And it's also on my website, www.doggydiamondstv.com. Slow Pesci. Game Time is the name of his music, if it serves me correctly. But I don't want to get it messed up. But I'm here. I'm not going to stay on here long. I just came to chill with y'all really, really quick. Hopefully y'all all saw the full Freddie P interview. If you did not watch the full Freddie P interview, it is available now. I know I put out a few clips, but the full interview is now. Also, if you've seen, I got a King Erna interview that I might give y'all a little bit of tonight. You know, I might give y'all a little bit of King Erna interview in this one. I don't know. Depending on how y'all act. So I'm Doggy Diamonds. Tonight I wanted to talk about social media. Good, bad, and different. Sometimes I have mixed feelings about social media. Sometimes I love social media because I get to meet people like you. I get to meet contacts, connects. I also get to help people. Also get to, utilize it and make some money off it. That's the good part. So in that instance, I think it's good. I wouldn't know some of the people that I know if it wasn't for social media. It helps you reach people in different places that your body physically can't touch. So it's good in that part. But then it's a downside to social media that I just don't like. And that's really the trolling, the stalking, the annoying. When you a content creator, and you're somebody who create content for a living, whether you just talk, whether you vlog, whether you, I don't care if you juggle, whatever you do, it's always people who look at you and then they basically fuck with you, and my thing is this, a lot of times when I see somebody, something that I don't like about somebody, whatever the case may be, I pretty much scroll past it. I really don't care, but for some reason, people like to express to me that they care or don't care, or rather that they don't care about stuff. And I'm like, anytime you comment on something that you don't care about, you actually care, right? Because you could have just kept it moving. So, I get a lot of weird Instagram DMs. I just get all types of weird stuff. And it's just really, sometimes you just be like, yo, man, are people really this? Like, do you know real people in real life? Like, dude, there's nobody that tell you that you're weird. Like, I'm just confused because I got people who watch me and they don't comment, they don't say nothing, but they actually watch me to break down what I said on different videos and right there, 10 minutes for he. I'm like, yo, this shit is strange, man. This shit is strange, but it's like, you know, at any, I promote people, you know what I'm saying? I promote people. I'm not into telling you what you can and can't promote as your product. And, you know, if you look at my last post, you know, I posted something and somebody decided that they want to come and tell me I stopped watching you because, and it's like, yo, man, you ain't have to announce that. You ain't have to announce that you don't watch me. Just don't watch me. It's cool. It's cool. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know. I deal with people in the real world. So I deal with people in this virtual world. You know, of course, I don't really know any of you. Many of you might feel like you know me. And I feel like I know some of y'all based off of us following each other on social media. Some of y'all might feel like you know me because you get to see my personality day in and day out. But do you really think I sit in the house with shades and glasses on? Like, you know, I function and I be having people saying to me, yo, man, but, you know, I know how you are and that. Like, yo, you really don't know how I am. This is the internet. This is social media. Now, my personality doesn't too much differ from how I am on a, you know, consistent basis, but I don't wear shades and a hat in the house. Like, I don't even go outside with it on, you know? This is just who I am on the camera. The lights is bright, you know? And this is just who I am. But the way social media is being utilized is for all the wrong reasons to me right now. I think social media should be utilized to further your education, further your knowledge base. Definitely connect with people in the field that you're in, the like minds, and you know, your network determines your net worth. And I just find that people take more pride in being against you than they are standing with you. And then you can't stand with certain people because certain people are just weird. Like, I don't even get it, you know? Like, again, when my people, if they catch me doing some stuff that I ain't got no business doing, I'm going to get phone calls like, yo, what you doing? What happened? Huh? Why you put that up? Why you post that? Oh, there's no excuse for it. And, you know, I think social media can be a valuable tool when you, because you think, you know, I put up a King Erna post just the people, Just the picture, you know what I'm saying? The picture. And I see people like, yo, why you effing with this weirdo? And yo, I lost a lot of respect for you and all that. Yo, I don't care. I don't care. Like, what the hell is wrong with you? Yo, you messing with this weirdo. And my thing is this, right? Whether you like somebody or dislike them, that's fine. What you telling me for, though? I don't need nobody's approval for who I interview or what I do or what comes out of my mouth. I don't need nobody's approval. So if you think you telling me that you don't like somebody or you got an issue with somebody's going to, you know, make me not interview them or do something, you're out of your damn mind. And men, please stop talking about people that you wouldn't stand in their face and say that shit to them. Please just stop. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all be using a lot of words. Y'all be calling people suckers, goofballs, and goofy and all this stuff. And I'm like, man, you know damn well if that man was in your face, you wouldn't say none of that to him or her. You know what I'm saying? You wouldn't even, why don't you stop? And I know people on the internet that's about that action. And you know, I am who I am. I do what I do. And I wouldn't even talk to them a certain way because I know where it's going to go. You know, but if you in, come on, man, you might be in some rural ass town somewhere or a different state. And you're just sitting there calling people goofy, you know, like, yo, why don't you stop? Just stop. Just stop. I'm feeling good. I got my hair cut. I drank a good smoothie today. You know, I'm chilling. You know what I'm saying? Like, why are you trying to draw me out? Why are you trying to incite me to debate you or argue with you? Then I got these. Oh, look, one day we might just do Nah, but I don't want to show y'all my DMs because then I get DMs from positive people and I don't really want to show that. But just sometimes I just get DMs from people like, why did you just DM me that? What's the purpose? What is your point? What are you trying to get at? Like, what the fuck? I don't know you, fam. I had to ask this dude yesterday, why do you keep DMing me? No, seriously, what do you, I don't understand what you're trying to say to me. Like, why do you DM me? It ain't about business. It ain't about nothing. You just keep DMing me. And what do you want, basically? I don't give a shit about nothing you're doing. I don't care. If it piques my interest, then I look. I like, I salute, I support people. But what are you DMing me for? And people be DMing me all types. I'm like, yo, come on. If I show y'all, I got so many people blocking, restricted. Like, yo, I shouldn't have to do all this. You know what I'm saying? I shouldn't have to do all of this. I shouldn't have to be doing. Yo, I don't DM anyone. Anyone. And I got content. I could be tagging people. I could be DMing people. Yo, did you see? I could be doing. I don't do that to anyone, man. This is my hub. My hub is my website, Doggy Diamonds TV, as well as my YouTube. If you want to see something or hear something, you can go to the podcast on iTunes, which I, you know, hope y'all do. You go to Spotify. Yo, people don't even be DMing me music. It be videos and stuff like that. Yo, man, I don't want to see no cat climbing a tree, fighting a squirrel. What make you think I want to see that? That's a waste of DM. If you're going to DM something, make it worth your time and worth my time. Don't DM me no stupid shit. I don't care about none of that stuff. Know what I'm saying? I'd be confused as hell. Like, yo, what the hell is wrong with people? You know what I'm saying? And it's just weird because I sit there and say to myself, yo, if I had the opportunity, let's pull this name out the hat. If I had the opportunity to speak to Minister Farrakhan, right? Say I had the opportunity to speak to the minister. I ain't gonna DM him no bullshit. Not saying no, whoa, let's get it twisted. Let's not get it twisted. I'm not putting myself in his shoes in no way or his stature. We're not doing that. But I'm just saying, if it was somebody who you deemed of importance, why would you DM them bullshit? It don't make no sense. Like, I'm not going to DM somebody that, you know, I respect or, you know, admire or I'm, you know, I like their work or whatever, some bullshit. Like, that's a waste of DM. Don't do it. If you want me to hear your mixtape, follow protocol. You want me to see your video? Follow protocol. That's it. I create content. I got thousands of videos on YouTube. Thousands, thousands. And I've never DM'd a soul. Even people who in the video, I don't DM. I might tag them in the story, but I ain't DMing you. Yeah. I just don't do that. You know what I'm saying? I see women on social media. Beautiful women, banging bodies, everything that a man could visually want. I still don't be on some, yeah, man, I just ain't doing that shit, man. I don't do that. I just don't see the purpose of any of that. I'm on here to use this free tool to help market and promote my product. I'm not on here to play. I'm not on here to look at people. I'm not on here to lurk. I'm not on here to look at people posts. And I just don't do none of that stuff. So when I be seeing that stuff, I be like, yo, what the hell is wrong with people? What's wrong with you? So you really DMing that? I'm telling you, I asked this dude yesterday, what are you doing? Why do you keep sending me stuff? And then he was like, what he asked me, do you know what? Yo, I don't care about that. Yo, I don't care. What make you think I care about that? I don't care. And if I had the time, I'm not going to find it. If I didn't have the time, I'm not going to find the time to engage in that. That's dumb. Don't you got shit to do? Like, you that boy, fam, go read a book. Like, do something. Like, damn. Leave me the fuck alone. So I be sitting there saying, I'm the type of person I sit there and say, damn, if I go through this, I could only imagine what they go through. But then it kind of messes up for the people who might really be having some good information or something, you know? Don't be, yo, just don't send me no dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? And then, yo, I had to block some women before. I had to block a few women for trying to argue and debate with me. How you going to tell me about me? Like, yo, you don't know me. Like, you don't know me. Stop acting like you know me based off of YouTube. You don't know me. Me and you have never had a conversation in life. We've never sat there and spoke about anything. You just going off of my spill and then saying, oh, I know how you are. No, the fuck you don't. No, you don't. You don't know me. There's other shit. But it really broke down our communication as people because it's people that I know. Yo, it's people that I know that be going off of shit I post on social media. I'm like, yo, you got my number. You could have verified that. I had a dude that hit me one time and I was in Cali when I took the picture, but I didn't post the picture when I was in Cali. I waited till I left Cali and I posted the picture and I put the status as Cali. You know what I'm saying? And the person was like, yo, how was Cali? I'm like, how was Cali? What you talking about? Nah, seeing you had posted you was in Cali. I'm like, nigga, but you know me. If I was in Cali, you would have known. This is just where we at. Your own people are going off of what you put on social media. And whoever called me with no call ID, I'm never answering you. Ever. Like in life. If I wasn't live, I probably would have answered you and cursed you out. I don't know who that could have been, but your own people is looking at social media and look at what you post. And I've never in my life been on social media. And it's kind of ironic because I'm like, follow me. You see that? Down there? Over there? No, yeah, like there. Down there? It says follow me? Yeah. It's kind of ironic because I've never seen my people post and scroll past it. I've always just liked it. Like, it don't take much to like it. But people will scroll past your post. Don't you hate when somebody see what you did on social media and then don't like it, don't share, don't say nothing, and then when they see you, they want to talk about it? Yeah, what was that post about? Oh, boy. This shit is sad, man. Very, very sad. Like, how are you asking me what something is about on social media in real life? Like, this is real. This is the world. We're out here. Say that, Jay. Thanks for the donation. We're out here. We're in the world. How you asking me about some social media shit? Clubhouse, What is it that I'm looking for? Before I understood what Clubhouse was about, I really was on there naive as hell, just think you're going on there. I didn't know people was recording. I ain't know people was recording. So if you on Clubhouse and somebody bark on you or you didn't look favorable in the debate or something, that shit going on YouTube. You gonna look crazy. So I didn't really know that at first. So now when I'm on Clubhouse, I'm just like, yo, nah. I got my guard up immediately. But I was on there the other day and yo, people, Yo, this stuff that this girl was talking. Yo. And see, I'm always the type of person that when people say stuff, I listen to them and I be like, yo, people really think like this? Like in 2022, people really think like this? Like, yo, y'all really believe this shit? Like, people really believe this shit? Like, it's a market for people to talk like talk about stuff like this? So, she went into, you know, there's tribunals being held and all. I'm like, man, if you don't get the hell out of here with that bullshit and just really believing it. Now, my thing is this, right? Say all that was right and exact. Say some of these things are happening in the world. There's something going on that we don't know about. Ooh. Okay, what are we going to do? No answer. And social media is, YouTube is social media now because we got the YouTube community. We have the comments. And we have people who watch what other people create to comment and critique what other people created. If that makes any sense. Like, they don't have no content. Their content is whatever content I make, then they make content off my content. So, if I post a picture, they want to take the picture and dissect the picture. Or I do a video, they want to dissect my video and all that, you know. And that's their content. And that's what they do. You know, they're in here right now. You know, they're probably watching right now because they always make videos. And then they want to have a back and forth with you. They want to, they want you to engage them, but they really want to argue with you. And what you post is the topic of discussion, but it's my discussion though. It's not your discussion, if that makes any sense, you know? So, all right, say Joe Button say something. If he says something that's going viral, then I will, you know, if it's a talking point that everybody's talking about, then I probably will speak on it. Rory and Mal, different podcasts, I probably will speak, but I'm not going to sit there and take every Joe Button video. And that's just my whole channel is dedicated to like Joe Button and Joe Button said this and Joe Button said this and Joe. It's like, yo, when do you get off Joe Button dick? And that's what people be doing. You know what I'm saying? Their content is off of other people's content because they don't have no content of their own. And when they post their content, nobody cares. And even when they post the content about you, nobody cares. And most of these dudes, I'm telling you, are struggle rappers. They're struggling artists who are mad as hell that they cannot make it. They cannot make it as a rapper. Seriously. They're mad as hell. That's why when people ask me, yo, listen to my music, tell me what you think. Nope. Because if I be honest with you and I don't like it, you're going to have a vendetta against me. So I don't listen to people's music. People be like, yo, I want to do the promo. Listen to it and tell me what you think. I'm like, yo, I'm going to listen to it. But I'm just going to listen to it, man. Like, I'm not here to critique nobody's music because then again, what do I know? I might not like something and everybody like it. But these struggle rap dudes, I'm telling you, people who have the time to try to go against you, they be struggling artists. No lie. And then they just have a vendetta against you. So now their whole shit is to go against you and to take you down. Ooh, let's get him. Now, if you take that same energy that you got from me and others and put it into your craft, you might be able to make some good music. You might be something one day. But being that you don't know where to channel your energy, you don't know where to channel your energy, that's why you whack. Yo, some days I don't even want to come on here because I be doing stuff outside of here. So what I did, I put up, you know, the Freddie P interview, full Freddie P interview. And then, you know, I said I'm going to come jump on live for a little while and just shoot the shit real quick and get up off here. But, as you know, I create my content how I create my content. But, man, I don't. It's just this social media. I'm telling you, sometimes, yeah, I just be like, yo, man, if I didn't have a business, yo, when I get a certain dollar amount in my bank account, I'm off this. I'm gonna be real with y'all. Not YouTube, but I'm just talking about social media. I'm just getting rid of everything because I can't do it, man. I can't do it. This shit is a bit much. I'm just looking at, you know, it's the illusions of this shit, you know, that I'm like, okay, it seemed like nobody's really, nobody's real anymore. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Touch 182, some people don't think they whack though. Like, again, when I do what I do, I don't do it for nobody's approval. I hope y'all like it. I hope y'all fuck with it. But if you don't, that's fine. You know what I'm saying? It ain't going to stop me from doing what I'm doing. But I'm not going to be mad at you because you don't like what I'm doing. I'm not going to be upset. I'm not going to, go crazy because you don't, you know, because you don't care about you don't care about what I'm doing or not. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to go harder. That's just my whole thing, you know? But it's like, it's so much shit going on in the world. And, yo, I just see people all day, man, all day like this, scrolling, like, what are you looking for? How did this, and if you're watching YouTube videos, that's one thing, but how did this become your entertainment, you know? How did this, looking at people's social medias and scrolling through Instagram, and how did that become like the end all be all for how you communicate or see what's going on in the world now? You know, I know that I have an Android and then I have the iPhone. I know the iPhone will tell you how much time you spent on social media for the weekend. Some people need to be goddamn ashamed of themselves. You know what I'm saying? Seriously. Some people need to be ashamed of themselves. Like, hold on. You spent how many hours on social media? Damn. Me? I'd rather just sleep sometimes. You know what I'm saying? But just when you go on here, and again, I be trying to have substance. I don't got a lot of posts. You know what I'm saying? I don't do a lot of posts. I got 66 posts. Maybe I got to do one more. I don't like that 66 number. But I actually got stuff to promote, though. You know what I'm saying? I got stuff to promote. You know, I got 35,000 followers on Instagram. I got 66 posts. I guess I could post more, but I don't really be having nothing to post. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really be having nothing. I don't know. I don't really be having nothing to put out there. You know, I put stuff in my stories, but damn, like the way this be going, man, this is just crazy as hell. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, again, just looking at people illusion. Cause like, you know, I don't want to disrespect nobody, but when you see stuff, you know, that's the best picture. That's the best angle. That's, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot. So I be following pages, you know, that give me certain information and stuff like that. I was, I ain't gonna lie to you. I was on social media and I was following a bunch of big boob girls at one point. And then I said to myself, man, what the hell is wrong with you? Like, you spending time, you know, looking at jugs all day, like you could be doing other stuff. So I had to catch myself. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, you looking at all these girls with these big boobs. Yo, you gotta get yourself together, man. You can't be on here just looking at that all day. Like, because again, you know, I'm a content creator. I got to create content. I can't be on there doing that shit. You know what I'm saying? I can't be doing it. So I was on there. I had all these big boob girls. I was watching their pages. And then I was like, nah, you playing yourself. You got to cut that out. So it was like a self-check. You know what I'm saying? Like check yourself. You wilding right now. You know what I'm saying? But I was. I ain't going to lie. I was on there. Every woman that has some nice knockers, I was on it. Looking like, damn. locked. And I'm like, yo, what are you doing? What are you doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, what are you doing? Why are you on here looking at them? And then they got like fucking 400,000 followers and all this. And it's like, well, what are you following them for? Like, they, you know what I'm saying? They all gassed and shit. Like, nobody. It's just weird. You know what I'm saying? It's just weird. I mean, I be, you know, I'm a sucker for that. So, but I had to check. I'm telling you, I had to check myself. I had to say, yo, what are you doing? What are you doing? So you following her because she got big titties? Huh? How shallow is that? You know what I'm saying? It is, but it is kind of shallow though. It's kind of shallow to be doing that. You following her because she got big jugs. Man, I be, come on, man. You adding to part of the problem, because that's like a lot of women is sexualized, if that makes any sense. A lot of women is sexualized. Some of them want to be sexualized, but the ones that don't want to be sexualized get sexualized because the ones that want to be sexualized. Did that make any sense? Should I say that again? Okay. A lot of women is sexualized. And then the ones that don't want to get sexualized because the one that want to get sexualized. So the issue is the women who are naturally big-breasted or got a nice body, you get approached a certain way based off of the other ones that don't mind it. So now we don't know how to differentiate who minds it and who don't mind it. So we going for the kill on everybody. And, you know, everybody's not like that. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's not like that. Some people got nice, you know, knockers and they try to hide it. They try to mash them. You know, they wear big shirts. They do stuff. But, you know, I just think sometimes, you know, when we see you, that's what we see. You know what I'm saying? And again, I do like what I like, but every female, you can't come at them like that. If that makes any sense. Some of them don't mind it. Some of them is there for the attention. Some of them is showing a little leg. They showing cleavage. They showing side boob. They showing all that. Some women are very, very conservative. So now via social media, if we could spot something like, damn, then, you know, sometimes they're going to come at you like how they would come at her. And then you got to, you know, put dudes in their place, you know, because they're going to come at you. You know, like you one of them and you're not one of them. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, men is sexualized too. If a female finds me attractive, I don't mind it. You know, it is what it is. You are who you are, but don't just send me no box pictures through the DM. You know what I'm saying? Like, just don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't do that. Me, I'm going to be real with y'all. I know that I'm rare. I know that I'm different because I just am, you know, not trying to be anything, but the biggest thing that I want people to respect me for and like about me is my mind. You know, anything else could fall into place. You know, whatever you like is whatever you like, but I respect my mind more than anything. I think that I'm highly intelligent and I think I display it based off my ways and actions and stuff. So I really want to be respected and liked for that. Anything else, you know, is an add-on, but you know, what's the purpose of being like a handsome dummy or, you know, it's like a pretty woman that's a bimbo. You know what I'm saying? Nobody wants a dumb chick, you know? So what good is being a good looking man to women and you're stupid? You know what I'm saying? I never been like that. So, you know, my intelligence is always on display. You know, even if I say something that don't make sense to you, it's going to make sense to some. You know what I'm saying? But I just think it's an intrusion. And then I think I'd be scaring people. They don't even know how to compliment me or to say anything to me, you know. But a hello and all that, I don't mind that. You know what I'm saying? But just don't you know, just don't think that you could entice me with the things that entice other men, because it don't. You know what I'm saying? Like, it don't. Like, you know, I've never been, you know, not even to be on no funny stuff, but I've never even been a guy that had a problem, you know, getting a woman in my life. So social media made it that much easier. So it's kind of weird, you know, when you get it thrown at you and you always got it, like, you know, damn, like, could we, you know, how's the weather and shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, could we talk about, like, could we converse about something? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, you know, it's a little weird, you know? And you being demons, so, you know, it's a lot of intelligent women too that got nice knockers, got big booties, you know? And again, that makes the package that much more worth it. You know what I'm saying? Because an airhead, you getting popped and dropped. But, you know, somebody that's attractive and intelligent, that shit makes it like, wow, you know, you are the package. That means a lot. But if you're stupid and you look good, that's not a good combo. You know, and I think women should feel that way about guys. And, you know, I think some guys know how to talk. They know certain jargon. They know how to act woke. But then they be thirsty, you know, because even when people be like, you know, when we going to link, when we going to see each other. I don't know about y'all. I don't be in no hurry to really meet up with nobody. That's just me. Like, I don't fucking know you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know you. We gonna have to meet, in a public place or something like that. Cause you might be psycho. You know what I'm saying? And, I think people just be too, free with just meeting, you know what I'm saying? Meeting, and you really don't know nobody, you know, you really don't know people. And, you know, I just think people really think they know me from YouTube. That you feel like, you know, and I could get it because you watch me every day. You feel like you know me, but I might get around you and be quiet. You know, I might get around you and talk a little bit more. I might get around you and I might get around you and not like you. You might get around me and not like me. It is what it is, but you got a lot of these guys who play conscious for social media, you know, and consciousness is just anything where you sound woke, you regurgitate and stuff, you know, you saying this and you saying that. And again, it sounds intelligent sometimes when somebody is saying something that you didn't know. So, or you think, Or it just sound, you know, some people just know how to sound intelligent, you know, and you be like, you know, you could kind of get bewildered by it. Like, oh, for real? That's what's up. I didn't know that. But then you go do some research and you be like, man, you're stupid. You don't even know what you're talking about. You know what I'm saying? So, and again, you have people that, you know, it is different because you have to really know people's ulterior motives. You know what I'm saying? Like, if a dude objective is to hit, then he going to tell you, he going, oh, what's your sign? Oh, yo, we get along. That, you know what I'm saying? Like, fuck out of here. Cause again, when I talk to women and they say we got a lot in common, I'll be like, we do? I don't know if that's a good thing, because I'm fucking crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got a lot in common with me. I don't know if that's a good thing. Like, I'm scared of you a little bit, because I'm fucking crazy. You know what I'm saying? You know, so, you know, with this, it's easy for people to pretend. And again, I've talked to women on social media and just like, yo, I want to smash. straight up, like, I don't really have no intention for you. I've done that before in the past, you know. seriously, like, yo, I just want to, you know, I want to beat. What's good? And then, believe it or not, some women was like, okay, yeah, I want you to beat too. So you got to be honest, you know. And then you got some people on social media that bro you 400 times, bro, 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 bro. And then they go from that to, by the way, could you listen to my mixtape? It's like, so I, come on, man. You don't do that to your brother. You know what I'm saying? How you do that to your brother? I thought we was brothers. Like, now you pushing mixtapes on me and shit? You know what I'm saying? But you could, believe it or not, man, you could, listen, in my life, men, give y'all a jewel real quick. You can say whatever you want to a female. Now, before you run out and think you can say whatever you want to a female and get slapped or get blocked or whatever, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. It's how you say stuff. You can say whatever you want. You just got to be honest in what you're saying. And either, listen, man, either it's going to land or you're going to miss. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? But you got to be respectful. And you just got to say what your intention is. That's just me. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, yo, it's some people like, if I know I'm not ready to date or be in a relationship, I ain't going to waste your time. I just ain't going to do it. I'm just wasting your time. This shit ain't going nowhere, you know what I'm saying? Like, serious. Then some people might grow on you. Different things happen, but I think now, because of social media, we meet on social media and it's like, yo, that's my wife. Or you gonna, it's like, how the fuck you sit there and say all this to somebody? You don't even know if they, you don't even know if they bathe. And you just looking at them and got all of this, you know, you know, it's, I don't know, man. I'm just different. So I want to beat, that's, you know. No, that's my shit. You know, but, yeah, like with this shit, you know, I've had, I had females that used to watch me a lot. They used to watch me a lot and we've had, very light conversation on Instagram and I don't think they like the way the conversation went. They just stopped watching me. They don't watch me no more. Serious, they do not fuck with me. And it's like, I thought you liked my content. I thought you fuck with the content, but you ain't fuck with the content. You fucked with me. And, you know, I guess it didn't go the way you thought it was going to go. And now you don't fuck with me no more. And it's cool. You know what I'm saying? They used to watch me all the time. Like, yo, I watch you all the time. I watch this, I watch this, I watch this, I watch that. Shit ain't go a certain way. They just cut me off. I ain't watching him no more. And it's like, damn, so you was using me then. You know, I'm not here for no damn love connection. I ain't, you know, I'm trying to find a wife. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever happens, happen. But, you know, like, how you do me like that? I'm telling you, they do not watch me no more. They don't comment. They probably unfollow me, all types of shit. Because it's like, you know, I don't be on no Tom and Jerry shit. Like, I ain't chasing nobody. You know what I'm saying? If it's a mutual like, that's it. But all that, you know, you got to show me effort. And effort? That's what I'm saying. Effort on social media? What do you want me to do? I got to show you. So I got to like all your pictures. I got to stay in your DM. That's not effort to me. That's frivolous. Virtual shit. That's not real to me. This is what I'm saying. So you know, a lot of stuff has become like real. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's become real. Like, I don't know. I'm just not impressed by the shit other people impressed by. Shit don't impress me. Simple conversation. How's today going? Today is fine. What's up with you? That shit worked for me. But, you know, just saying crazy shit, like, what are you talking about? You know what I'm saying? Like, what are you talking about? I had a female tell me, I like your picture. Literally, I like your picture. Your skin look nice. I was like, thank you. So, I was like, thank you, all right? So I'll post the picture, thank you. So, I used the same picture for promo. And then she was like, okay, you dragging the picture now. Dragging a picture? And see, me, sometimes I can't hold it. Depending on how you, where you catch me and how you catch me, I'll let you have it. So I was just, you know, I just kind of had to let her know, like, yo, you don't know me. You know what I'm saying? And you went from giving a compliment to being disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? And you don't know me. And what's wrong with you? Like, you complimented me. You think I posted the picture again for you? Like, I didn't. I use it for promotion. This is my picture. It's my face. You know what I'm saying? I post all my stuff over and shit. I might post an interview that I did with Sky Zoo tomorrow that I did 10 years ago. That's just how I do my content. So it was like, okay. So she unfollowed me. I'm like, fine. Like, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? Previously, I didn't, you know, I never knew what the poke thing was on Facebook. I just didn't know what it was. I just knew that I ain't want no dudes poking me. Don't poke me. Straight up. Like, it just don't even sound right, a man poking you. So, I wasn't fucking with it. You poke me, you block me. I used to be on some crazy stuff with social media on MySpace. If you ain't had no shirt on, I'm not accepting you. I ain't accepting no dudes with no shirt on. I used to just be crazy. Don't poke me. Don't DM me too much. Just don't, you know what I'm saying? Give me my fucking space. You know what I'm saying? Just give me my space, you know, because I know a lot of people, I don't even DM them. You know what I'm saying? Shit, Nori text me something other. I ain't even hit him back. I forgot to. Now that I'm thinking about that. Damn, my bad. But it's like, yo, man, like, what the hell? Like, I don't do no dating sites. I just don't do none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? I just don't do none of that shit. I block you fast. And then people get a little angry when you block them, right? But I don't block you for not agreeing with me. I don't even block you for, you know, a little disagreement, but I will block you if you think you're going to harass me. You know what I'm saying? I always warn people, yo, fam. This other female, I see she got a YouTube now. She used to always say, like, one thing about me, I pick up on sarcasm well, and I pick up on subliminals and sneak dissing. So, I get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get it. I pick up on it. Like, I'm not a fool. So, sarcasm, sometimes I get it, but not all sarcasm is funny. You know what I'm saying? Not all sarcasm is funny. Some sarcasm bothers me a little bit because it's like, oh, you trying to be disrespectful, but it's almost like saying, oh, you a bitch, LOL. You know, they think the LOL cancels out the fact that they call you a bitch. You know what I'm saying? And then when you want to go crazy, they be like, oh, I was just playing. You understand what I'm saying? So I pick up on sarcasm. I pick up on people trying to be funny, right? So I had a female. She got I think she does some spiritual shit on here now. But she used to always say like little slick shit to me. And I used to be like, yo, listen, man, stop. Like, listen, you're getting too familiar. That's my, if I ever tell you getting too familiar, that means leave me the fuck alone. Because one thing about me, I don't know many of you outside of this. Even if I follow you, we follow each other on social media, I don't really know you. You know what I'm saying? I don't have the right to say little jokes to you because I don't know you. I don't know what offends you. I don't know what bothers you. I don't know what makes you tick. I don't know what makes you happy, what makes you sad. You know, you might post a picture of your dog and I say something about your dog that could trigger the shit out of you. You know what I'm saying? So I have to be careful. People nowadays think that they have access to you via social media and they could just say shit. And it's just like, man. So she was just like, I was like, yo, you getting too familiar with me. Like, yo, chill. You know what I'm saying? Like you starting to talk a little crazy to me. You know what I'm saying? And you don't know me like that. And then she went to, oh, you always mad. Cause see, this is what people do, right? This is what I'm gonna tell y'all something. People fuck with you and then say you're always mad. I wasn't mad before you was fucking with me, right? I was sitting here minding my business and then you start fucking with me and then I say something and then they try to group together. They try to group together like on some hate train, like, yo, choo choo, yo, get over here. We all hate him. Let's hate him together. You know what I'm saying? And it's just strange to me. Like, yo, I can't think of one person that I dislike that much. You know what I'm saying? And you done seen me throughout the course of this YouTube world or social media world, have back and forth with people. And I don't even care. Like, I don't even lose no sleep over people. Seriously, I don't make 100 videos about them. I don't care. But again, I don't let people play with me a certain way. You know what I'm saying? It's a certain way that you talk to people and you play with them. And, you know, it's almost like this, right? You ever be in a situation around people and they start playing with their hands and they be like, yo, 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 yo. And they smack you. And if you let them smack you, like slightly a little bit, they going to start smacking the shit out you after a while because they felt comfortable to do, they felt comfortable to do that to you. So it's like, yo, hold on now. Don't play with me with you. Don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Don't do that. Cause if you let people get too familiar with you, then they start, you know, the little subliminals and the little sarcastic comments start turning into straight up and down disrespect. You know what I'm saying? Like straight up disrespect because you let it slide. So when people do shit, I'd be like, yo, nah, I'm nipping that now. You know what I'm saying? Straight up, don't play with me like that. Don't play with me. Like chill. Like you trying to see how far you could go and you're going to end up looking up at the sky. You know what I'm saying? So people start, you know, playing little games. It's almost like, you know, as a lady, you let a man touch you a certain way. Next thing you know, he got your ass in his hand. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, hold on. You getting a little too touchy-feely. You getting a little too crazy. Chill. Oh, I thought, nah, you got to chill. You know what I'm saying? You got to chill. And with me, like, I could take a joke. I joke. I say a lot of things in jest. I could even take a joke. But when people play, it's like, hold on. What is your intention? You know what I'm saying? Because I just think that you're doing too much right now. Like you're really doing too much. And people like to say, yo, I'm only playing, but it's a lot of fucking, it's a lot of subliminal shit in the joke. You know what I'm saying? So you got to be careful. Cause it's like when people be like, oh, yeah, I see you still doing your little YouTube thing. And you're like, little YouTube thing or something like that. Oh, you still got your little business? You still got that little business you're doing? They come out. So when people, you know, words and again, shit read different. And that's the thing about social media that could be bad too, because it reads different than a person saying it to you. But even if a person say that to you in your face, it's like, yo, hold on, what? My little YouTube business, like what's little about my business? I'm confused. Like, why you calling my shit a little business? Oh, no, I'm saying, see you doing your thing. You know what I'm saying? Yo, you still got that little, and people be doing that shit. You know what I'm saying? And again, I don't play with people. You know what I'm saying? I don't play with people. Like, you know, you doing your thing fine. You want to rap fine. You want to make crochet fucking, blankets fine. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's fine. You know, that do what you do, you know. And I'm not here to tell you to do it or not to do it. That's your thing. But I'm not going to belittle anybody. Just leave me the fuck alone. And that's how I am with people. Like, you know, I don't have nothing negative or positive to say about people sometimes. But if I like something, I'll say that I'd appreciate it. And, you know, believe it or not, I get a lot of flack by who I interview too. And I had to tell people on social media, I don't need your approval to interview people. You do not know what transaction or what business occurred between me and this person for them to be on my platform. Because I had people say, oh, what you doing interviewing this person for? Why are you interviewing them? You should have, yo, first of all, don't tell me who I should interview. And don't tell me how this shit go, because you don't even know. What you interviewing them for? Oh, they a bozo. They a clown and all that shit. Shut the fuck up. Because if I interview you, people might call. It's going to be some people that call you a bozo and a clown. You know what I'm saying? And again, me, I look at the Breakfast Club, and I done seen they might have had like, what's her name? Angela Rye on there like fucking 10 times. Like 10 times, but yo, that's her business. That ain't got nothing to do with me. Shit, I remember they had Casanova on there like 4 times. I'm like, damn, he get on there like nothing. Yo, that's what their prerogative. I can't be like, damn, why Cass always on there? I ain't never get on it. That's some real sucker shit. So when people be like, yo, why you interviewing him? Or I lost all respect for you. I ain't never put no gas in my car with your fucking respect. Straight up. I ain't never put no gas in your car, in my car, with your fucking respect. I ain't never bought no food with your respect. I ain't never do none of that shit. And again, you could have people in here fucking with you, and you probably could have more people, but you know why I block you? Because one thing you're not going to do, you're not going to harass me. You're not going to do it. And people, and it's funny though, because in this space, it's people who never did shit that are always trying to tell you how to do it. And if you know how to do it, why you don't do it? You know them all you got to do now is people? Well, you stupid, because you could be. Okay, so you know all this shit. Why you don't do it then? If you got all the fucking answers, right? You could tell me how I'm supposed to be this and I'm supposed to be that. Why don't you do it? Why don't you do it? So, I interview Scheme Team. People got a problem with that. I interviewed a few people. They're going to have a problem with King Erna. They're going to have a problem with a lot of that. But again, these are people who are content creators and they got their own platform. My thing is to help people with their platform. I could pick and choose who I want to help. It's not your place to tell me who the fuck I can interview and who I can't. Who the fuck are you? It ain't like it's some paid subscription and you paid for it. Don't watch it. Scroll past it. I had to tell this dude today on Instagram. So hold up. You made that long ass post. Just scroll past it. You know what I'm saying? Scroll past it. You don't have to express your displeasure. I got fucking thousands of videos. You don't have to watch this one. I didn't DM you and say, hey man, watch this. No. But that's the social media thing. Social media is like this. We used to be able to debate Tupac a bit. Well, not them two, because they deceased. Rest in peace to both of them. But we used to be able to debate like Jay-Z or Nas. But now that Nas has a fucking Instagram, you get to go on his Instagram and say, oh, Ether was whack. Yo, Takeover killed you. Okay, you said that. The next day, yo, I know it's Mr. Nas lame, and it's people typing this shit. It's really people typing this shit in the man comments. So then when he block you, they be like, yo, Nas block me. Yo, he a bitch ass nigga. Yo, he just mad because, no, he's not mad. Why don't you leave him the fuck alone? You know what I'm saying? Just leave him alone. If you don't fuck with him, why do you keep going to his Instagram to say shit? That don't register with you? That don't You think he's going to have you come on his page every post? Talking about, I know who I paid, dog. So Searchlight Publishing. You think he's going to deal with that shit every day? No, he's going to eventually block you. So you mad because you was fucking with him and he blocked you. Yo, Joe Button had me blocked on Twitter for a long time. But I used to really fuck with him. Seriously, I used to troll back 2010. I used to fuck with Joe Button, especially when he was going at it with Ransom. And Ransom was, you know, Ransom was my dude. And I just chose a side. And I used to just fuck with Joe Button. Fuck with him. And he blocked me one day. I thought the shit was funny because I'm like, I knew the nigga was going to block me. But he still ended up bigging me up. He still ended up, you know, saying positive things about me. And then one day I was like, yo, tell Joe Button to unblock me. And he unblocked me. But I know why he blocked me, because I used to fuck with him. He was supposed to block me. He was supposed to. Yo, I used to say all types of shit. This is back when Tahiri first came on the scene. So I used to say all types of shit. I knew he was going to block me eventually. I didn't know that you could block. But he blocked me. You know what I'm saying? So I wasn't mad. I deserved that shit. I wasn't like congregating. I still was listening to mood music. I still was watching the Love and Hip Hops. I still was all that because I was the asshole in that. You know what I'm saying? So with some people, they an asshole to you. And then when you shit on them, they be like, oh, he shitted on me. Let's get together. So you got a bunch of grown-ass men and women that don't know each other that's trying to band together to take you out. That don't know each other. What the fuck is wrong with you? Yo, I used to fuck with Joe Button for nothing. It wasn't even his fault. I was just being a dick. And that was, 2009. It was that long ago. Whenever he first brought Tahiri out, it was around that time. I was just being a dick. And that's just all honesty. So, shit, when he shitted on me, I was like, I kind of deserved that shit. You know what I'm saying? It was my fault. I didn't cry. I laughed. You know what I'm saying? I was being a dickhead. So, you know. So if you got a social media and you rap and your raps is not on your page and you got these fucking private pages and you, first of all, how you a business of trying to do any business from a private page? That's first and foremost. So I know you're not serious because your page should be open so everybody can see it. Or you have some type of business page or artist page so everybody can see it. Because if you got some type of content and you trying to do certain shit, then why is your page private? You know why your page is private? Because you like fucking with people behind a private ass page. That's what you like doing. You like fucking with people. And then when they go try to see what your bozo ass look like, your page is private. That's why you're doing that. So it doesn't make any sense for you to be an artist or anything and your page is private. How are we supposed to fucking find you? What are you doing hashtags for if your page is private? Don't you know that the hashtags don't come up? Doesn't make any fucking sense. It don't make no sense. But I need somebody to run one of my Instagram pages. I don't have the time. So I ain't paying. I just need you to post stuff on Instagram. And you could do it. And you might be able to, you could post your artistry every now and again. I don't mind that. See, I got a WordPress site and I let people at one point post on my site. And man, these individuals was just only posting their shit after. Well, I'm like, no, I need you to post other stuff too. They was only posting their stuff, so that got revoked. You know what I'm saying? Used to post their mixtape. I'm like, yo, how you only post when you posting your mixtape? But anyway, let me show y'all a little bit of this King Erna interview. Just a little bit. And if you like any of my merch is available below. No filter shirts. I got shirts. I got t-shirts, sweaters, tank tops, wife beaters. I got leggings. I got everything. And you can see right under the video. Everything is under the video. That was loud. I got cups. I got everything. You know what I'm saying? Everything. So let me find this interview if I could really quick. Hold on, y'all. I think it might be this. Also, too, make sure could I do that? Okay, yeah. Make sure you subscribe to the audio version of the podcast as well. So I'm going to show you that really quick. Hey, to hear this full podcast, you got to go listen to it on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify. Make sure you subscribe and leave me a comment. Also, leave me a 5-star rating. Peace. Yeah, so go to iTunes and go to Spotify. That's on there. All that's in the description box too. So if you don't know how to get to the podcast, the audio, it's in the description box. So let's do it again. Oh, I gotta make sure. No rip scene selection. Hold on. Yeah, here we go. Hey, to hear this full podcast, you got to go listen to it on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify. Make sure you subscribe and leave me a comment. Also, leave me a 5-star rating. Peace. Yes. So that is very, very important. I'm really trying to get the audio version of me out a little bit more. So, thank you, Lisa Holland. We're doing that. And let's show a little bit of... You know what? I'll preview some of the King Erna tomorrow. I'm going to put out a clip of that. The Freddie P is out now. The full Freddie P interview is out now. So if you didn't see that, please watch that. You already know, it's almost time to get, get in shape, the little winter weight, you gotta, gotta go. It's about to get warm. So SDM Fit, go there, SDMFit.com. Also, I have the $100 promo for whatever you need on my social medias and website. That's my Twitter, Facebook, Insta Stories, YouTube community, and my website, www.doggydiamondstv.com. Hit me up on Instagram for your promo. Somebody got mad at me for that today. Talking about you promoted something. Get out of here. Get out of here. Talking about I promoted something that they didn't like. So let me get this straight. So you're watching your favorite TV show on television and a commercial comes on. That you don't like. It might be a commercial for erectile dysfunction and your money don't work. So you're a little upset, right? You upset because your money don't work. This commercial comes on and it triggers you. So you say, I'm not watching this show no more because you put a certain commercial out there. This is that social media thing I'm talking about. So how is a person, are you supposed to survive off of what do you want me to do? Your money don't work? I feel for you like Shaka.
That's on you.
But yeah, you know what I'm saying? So just keep it moving, man. Shout out to my man Go-To in the building. GoTo is the plug. He has a different name, but GoTo is a plug. GoTo is the plug. It's somebody that you need to know and somebody you need to have on your team. GoTo is the plug. But before I go, I want to do something different tonight that I haven't done in a while. I really want to shout y'all out. It's not really too many of us in here today. Slow night. You know, very impromptu live. And I want to shout out to Kelly Mills, of course. You have to go purchase some of her. I took the candles upstairs. But she has candles. She has chapstick. She has wax melts. She has everything. So Kelly Mills, you go on Instagram, Kelly Vaughn's Basics. Shout out to 1646. Shout out to Virgil Smith. Shout out to MS Bynum. And you know, I can't, like, looking at your name, so I don't know if some of y'all are male or female. So one day I need to have a roll call to see who's who. Financial Unity, the Kitchen Clothes Podcast. Me and the Kitchen Clothes Podcast go back to, I don't even remember. You know how long you knew somebody you don't even remember when you met? Yeah, that's him. But shout out to him. Shout out to D Truth Hurts. Shout out to Donnie Z TV. Yeah, man. Financial Unity. Shout out to you too. Henry Blanco, always showing support. Kelly Mills, I know you're a woman. Better be a woman. Virgo Smith. Yeah, because it's like the Virgo thing. It's like Virgo, it could be a woman, you know. Pisces and Virgos get along too. You know why, right? Somebody broke it down to me. Pisces and Virgos get along because Jesus was allegedly a Pisces and Mary was a Virgo. Tamika Hicks. Sexy, sexy. See, hold. Sexy, sexy, 60. See, you gotta be a female because I can't be calling you sexy and you a dude. See, this is why I don't want to do it because sexy, 60, I'm scared. You could be a dude and I'm saying calling you sexy. You could be a 60-year-old man and I'm talking about sexy 60. This is where this my stop right here. This is where I go. Sweet Sue definitely is a woman. Lisa Holland, definitely a woman. I hope. But the social media thing, man, you just don't know what's going on, man. You be like, huh? Seneca, see you, dad. Big Mars, the homie. Malik Smith, Touch 182. Okay, you're a female. You 60 years old? Sexy 60, you 60? Like literally 60 years old? Nisha 9 stars. Nisha 9 stars should post more. Marquita. I know a Marquita before too. Shout out to you. MS Bynum. Okay. I mean, if you 60, you ain't got to tell us. But 60 is not old though. If you 60, that's fine. I'm happy to have. 1646, you a lady? Man, the whole time I thought you was a dude. See, I can't see them little small avatar. The whole time I thought you was a dude. Damn shame. Oh, you over 60. Okay, that's fine too. What you listening to my crazy ass for? 60 young. Danny Devine. Danny Devine, like 60 still young. Let me find out you trying to knock that stuffing off that Egg McMuffin. That's like 60, over 60 ain't no cougar. That's like leopard or something like that. That's goddamn puma or something. That ain't no cougar. That's straight up. The ladies in here got my money working out. Don't get blocked. Don't get kicked out. But yeah. Matt Wade, Hulk, Raditz. Granny, yeah, great. Danny Devine, like, yo, hold on. Oh, you follow me on Twitter? See, I don't be knowing. That's why I always tell y'all, please, if you follow me on if you follow me on social media, let me know who you are so I can start putting some of the names with the faces and, you know, hit you off with certain stuff when I know I'm doing. Because if I know I'm going live and I could make like a big group chat or a big group text on social media, even if I put everybody like in a big Instagram post or something like that and be like, yo, I'm going live at this time, that'll work too. But I don't be knowing who the hell y'all are. Y'all don't announce yourself. And I don't like private pages. Seriously. But it's 10:34. So I've been playing the Xbox, right? Jasmine Monáe. No lie, Jasmine Monáe. Let me just keep it real with you. That sounds like a porn star name. Not even mad at you, though. That sounds like a porn name. Yes, Kelly Mills. Yes, put your website in the chat, by all means. You know what I'm saying? Nelson Torres. Yeah. Donella Marie, you follow me? See, I don't be knowing who y'all are. Y'all just gotta say, yo, it's me from you just gotta say it's me from YouTube. Oh, okay, that's what's up. Jasmine Monáe don't sound like a porn star name. Straight up. Know why? Because you got Jasmine, Cashmere, and Monáe Devine. And all you did was took all both of their names and put it together. Kelly, put www.kellybondbasics.com so it's actually a hyperlink. Jasmine Monáe, I have no idea who you are on the gram. That's what you did. You put Jasmine Cashmere and Monáe Devine together. I knew it. I know what you're about. Baltimore in the building. That's what you did. Oh, that's your real name? Okay. I'm on Facebook too, under my real name. And Doggy Diamonds on Facebook. I need some, see, I'm trying to figure out how to make it a hyperlink. So hold on 1 second, Kelly Vaughn. Let me do it for you. Because you probably got to put the HTTP. So I'll do it for you right now. And then y'all could go to her website and do the 1-2 thing. The candles smell nice too. Okay, here we go. There we go. That's her website. Straight like that. Okay, that's her website. And this right here would be the website for, hold on. This would be the website for the workout stuff. Here we go. Yeah, and that's the workout stuff. Right there. So you go to sdmfit.com. So, if nothing else, y'all enjoy the rest of y'all night. It is over for me. I will be going to shower and take a little brief nap. And I'll see y'all tomorrow. King Erna. Go to, I'm going to text you. Yeah, the workout stuff. Well, I can tell you right now, on the workout stuff, it's kind of tailored towards women a little bit. But for a man, you could use this gel. What you do, you put this gel. It's called sweat gel. You put this on the trouble areas. So like your stomach, your arms, any place that you need to sweat a little bit more. You can even use wraps. You know what I'm saying? So these are body wraps. You put the sweat gel on the body wrap. We got jump ropes and we got resistance bands too. I'm not going to tell you as a man to put no waist trainer on, but I got waist trainers. I got all that. You know what I'm saying? So with that, man, until next time. Also, I got the Ill interview promo. If you want to get on here and you want to interview you, it's this simple. This is just hit me up. I don't sleep, I nap. Only nap. You need a gallon, cut it out. Cut it out. Yeah, so until tomorrow, I'll holler at y'all. Y'all enjoy the rest of y'all night. I just wanted to come on and build with y'all really quick. Nothing too crazy. Later on, y'all. Peace. Hit that like button. Miss Matthews, you was high there. And before I go, to the people that are just watching, that didn't make their presence felt, that might not like what I have to say, you got an attitude and you're just watching, you're just watching to critique later or have some slick shit to say later,
fuck you. Fuck you as a staff, a record label, and a crew.